Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Greetings to you all once again, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Change is the only constant thing that happens again and again. We see a lot of changes in the world happening. Sometimes they are changes that make a positive impact to the world. And sometimes there are some changes that happen that are challenging for many. And we have been having changes even in the political structures with the new elections, and we are hearing a lot of changes in policies. And even we hear what are some warnings for some people and some threats for people who are being undocumented immigrants and so on. Even though it was something expected after we know the results of the election, it is still frustrating and causing anxiety on how this would affect and keeps affecting our immigrant siblings and fellow neighbors. Now, immigrants are in great fear on how their life would change. We know that already many undocumented immigrants were already deported under brutal conditions. At this frustrating time, we are here gathered as a church, people of God, and as Wicker Park community and congregation, hearing in our reading today about God's call to Isaiah and God's call to Simon Peter and the other disciples. At the same time, we are also reflecting on what it means to us today and how God's call reflects in our lives and what is our response today to God's call. The readings we heard today clearly shows call and response. We heard about Isaiah's call as he sees a vision, a great vision of God sitting in the temple, asking, "Whom shall I send?" And we see Isaiah responding, "Here I am." And also we heard from gospel text today about the call of Jesus' disciples, Simon, John, James. As we hear about the call of these God's people, firstly, I would like to remind us all that God's call comes as an encouragement in times of frustration and anxiety. God's call comes as an encouragement in times of frustration and anxiety. It comes when we are feeling exhausted and a moment where we feel like, I'm done. I'm totally exhausted. God's call in the lives of people of God has been unique and has happened in different circumstances. We can see many people in the Bible. We see how Abraham was called, and we see David's call, and we see Esther's call to help the people of her people, and we see Samuel's call. So all these God's call has happened in different circumstances and has been unique in nature. In ministry or in our day-to-day lives, there are many a times we get frustrated and that we may feel that we are not able to move forward. And in modern times, we all are running so that we can meet up our life's needs. We are all in the notion of understanding busyness as a way of showing our value and worth. And even when we are already in a mission sometime, like when we feel like we are done, or when we start thinking that we cannot move forward anymore, God calls us to the mission that it is not done. Even in the times of exhaustion, even in the times of where we feel that there is no way forward, God calls us to move forward. God calls us, pushes us forward to go farther and deeper. In the Old Testament reading today, Isaiah sees this great vision of God. And that happens in the year King Uzziah died. The first five chapters of Isaiah lays out the problems that were happening when Isaiah writes this prophecy. And we can see that people have forgotten and forsaken God. Their worship has become futile, and the corruption marked the leadership, and greed was continuously leading to injustice where the poor people were taking its brunt. And Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 describes the political crisis where their long-serving king who brought stability has died. And at this time, Isaiah sees this vision where at the time when King Uzziah died, and then God shows Isaiah this great vision, calling him to speak to the people of God. So God's call comes in the time when we feel frustrated, and God calls us so that we can move forward with the encouragement from God. Even in the gospel reading, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and we see that there are a lot of crowds pressing on him that they wanted to hear the word of God. And Jesus sees these fishermen who are washing their nets, which clearly indicates that they have not got any fish for that day. And Jesus asks them to push the boat so that he can sit on the boat and preach to the people of God, people who have gathered there. And for Simon and his partners who were fishing all night long but not able to get fish, was a kind of frustration after their days of hard work waiting for fish, which shows that they were feeling tired and exhausted. To offer empathy to them, Jesus could have said, okay, I understand, go and take rest for today and come back tomorrow and hope that you would get some fish. But Jesus asks them to go for fishing again to create new possibilities. God's call may come in a time of frustration where we are not able to move forward or where we feel that it is all done, we cannot do anything more. But God says that, go farther and go deeper. There, God, we can make new possibilities with the strength of God. And secondly, God's call leads us to confess and turn from our old ways, the sinful ways. When Isaiah saw the vision of God sitting on the throne, he says, oh, is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It was an automatic confession that he did. In the confrontation with God, Isaiah confronts himself as well. He here says that he has unclean lips as a metaphor for the sinfulness of him and that of the people there. So when God's call came in, Isaiah confesses and turns from his sinful ways. And we see this even in the gospel reading, when Simon saw the fish after Jesus asked him to throw the net, Father, he gets and he says, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. So I am a person who doesn't walk properly. I'm like a little bit careless while walking. So whenever I walk at home without seeing what is around, sometimes there is a water glass down and I just kick it. And it glows all around the house, like making a clanging noise. And in India, we use the steel glasses or steel utensils, such as bowls or plates, water glasses, everything would be in steel. So something, when you kick something and when it is down, it's just going like noise, like anything, the clanging noise all over the house. And often I do that because I don't see down. I just like walk like this and I dash somewhere. I kick something. So my dad often says, whenever I do that, he says, like, one day I'm going to keep a knife on the floor. So even though he didn't intend to do that, we have a traditional cutting tool that we use, which has a long curved blade that cuts on a platform held by the foot. So my father would say that is kind of like a standing knife. So he would say, like, he would definitely not keep a knife or a sharp object, but his intention by saying is that you can imagine what would happen if that was a knife or that sharp object instead of the glass, that would, because it would hurt me. And he tries to give me a lesson by just saying that, you keep doing this, one day I'm going to keep a knife, then you will learn your lesson. So in this way, even though, like, definitely my dad is not going to do that, but here in Isaiah's call, after, when God is asking Isaiah to tell to the people that you do not understand. You keep hearing, but you do not understand. And then God says, you keep your eyes shut. You don't hear everything. Until the cities lie waste, you continue to do this. But God wants them to continue to do that. But by saying that, God directs Isaiah to proclaim these words of judgment, saying, like, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. It might look like a sarcasm or mockery, but Isaiah, God is provoking the people so that they may open the eyes, so that they may open their ears to listen to God's word, to turn from their sinful ways. And it says, these words would sound like a worried parent who is worried about his or her daughter or son or their children. This is a warning, like a kind of keep it up and you will be learning your lesson in no time. And Isaiah here calls people by saying that so that he can grab their attention, saying like, what? Okay, are you telling us to just keep on doing this? And Isaiah challenges each of us as well to ask whether and how we are contributing to the things that are happening around us. Before we jump to the comfortable topics or talk, before we talk about getting hope, but God is asking us to see around what is happening so that we can go farther and we can go deeper. And when we get that vision, we confess and turn towards God. We clearly live in a world where there is a need for prophetic action. We live in a world and times, such a time as this, where people are treated inhumanely, and there is a need for action from us, and there is a need for us to go farther and deeper. As people of God, we must remind ourselves that it is God's intention that we are called to go farther and go deeper. God calls us so that God is expecting a response from us, where when we turn from our sinful ways and when we are grounded and strengthened in the presence of God, we learn to listen to the needs of people. And each of us can respond to God's call that is being called now. Whom shall I send? And are we ready to heed it by saying, here am I. Here am I. The Hebrew word says hineni. Hineni is not just a geographical term to say that I'm right here in this space, in this church, in Chicago, in Hyde Park, in Wicker Park, in India, in wherever we are. It is a bold statement of presence in the midst of transition and change. It is a response that Abraham gave when God called him to sacrifice Isaac. It was a word that Samuel gave when God called him in the middle of the night as a small boy. Today, Isaiah opened himself to a new adventure, a new commission to say, here am I, to go and say to the people what God is asked him to do. Today, we hear this God's call in the time of frustration, in the time of anxiety, where everything seems very weird, very, very sad. And God calls us so that we can turn from our sinful ways and we can say, here am I, God, send me. Here am I, God, send us. Amen.